What's on my mind is Acts 15. And when they come into Acts 15, there's certain men that are teaching something that's not right. And these men, Paul and Barnabas, they think there's something wrong with it. And it says in verse 1, it says, "And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved." In the world which we live here today, there's so many of the Lord's people out there that are being taught, except you do something. If you don't do this, you have to do this to be able to add to God's grace. You have to do something. And that word accept there is big, because accept is changing the word of God. God lays it down. Anytime we add accept, when God says accept, that's what it means. Accept it be this one thing. But if God's laid it out with no accept, no and, no but, no if, that's the way it is. There's no accept. We get to add later. Where Paul and Barnabas, they don't agree with this. And so they say something. And they say they're gonna go to Jerusalem to talk to and seek out counsel from the apostles and the elders. So they send them and they go. But what I love about this, all this comes down to verse 3. There's a picture here I think is wonderful. It says, "And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy unto all the brethren." They had a major thing going on back here, and they were heading to Jerusalem. And we've been traveling all week. We've been up to northern Indiana, and we're coming back here. We're stopping in Tennessee, and we're going to head back home to middle Georgia. But you know, the one thing that they did, they didn't concentrate and tell people the problems that were going on back home at this church. They followed and they talked about the glories of God, what God has been doing for them. So many times we are blessed people. We have the understanding of the truth. We are so blessed. And so many times than not, when we travel all over the country, we will, too many oftentimes, focus on things that just don't bring glory to God. You know what? They focused on the things that brought glory to God. And as they traveled and came down, they met with the apostles. They met with the elders. And as you come down, it's beautiful because it comes down and it says in verse 11, after Peter stood up and he's talked about not adding a yoke of bondage to the Lord's people, he comes down and says, "But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they were." You know, that's how we're saved. There's nothing more we need to talk about but something that beautiful about how we're saved by the grace of God. If we can find anything else to talk about that takes up our time, we're not concentrating enough. We're not praying to God enough, because that should be what we want to talk about all the time. When we come here at lunchtime, when we come and we visit different churches that we've never been before, we don't need to tell them about, you know, the troubles we might be having at the church at home. Because you know what? Every church has got troubles. We make the church up. We are the church and we make it up. We're going to have troubles in the churches. But you know what? We've got something so much greater to talk about. And that's the grace of God. That's the salvation in which we have. I tell you, if we find ourselves getting into a spot where we find we can talk more about other things than our eternal salvation, how we've been saved, and how we've been saved with no except, no and, no but, no if, we need to stop and pray to God and help us that we can remember what He's done for us. I think too many times than not, we're just so blessed. We have good preaching all the time. We hear wonderful men come into our areas. We live in middle Georgia. And I don't know if you've ever been there, but we have so many Primitive Baptist churches that are really good, sound preachers. And that the ones that grew up in middle Georgia, I don't think they realize the blessing in which they have. We can go to, I think we figured up, 250 some meetings in 1 year's time. That's no more than a 45-minute drive. That is wonderful blessing. I came from northern Indiana, where the next church was 2.5 hours away. And you have ones out there in this country that are even further than that. You know, we have a great blessing if we take it for granted sometimes. When you live in that area where have all those churches, you sometimes forget, well, you know, that's like an hour away. Well, you know what? A lot of places have to drive 2 hours to get to the next one. Let's not ever take it for granted that the Lord has opened our eyes and blessed us to see what a wonderful thing we have, salvation by grace. Let's talk about that as often as we can.